And the move to Linfield then, Kevin, how did that come about?
I just couldn't commit to the training sessions anymore. You know, 3 years I was still working and still training, and it was just messy, you know, trying to make it, and the ones that didn't make it, weeks that didn't make it, was just messy. So I sat down with Stephen Kenny, and I says, nah, just enough's enough, you know. I couldn't commit to it any longer, so I went to Linfield. They came and they bought me off Derry.
Yeah, David Jeffries, you know, he knows his footballers, and he's taken footballers from the northwest before you up to Windsor Park, and they've done well. You settled in pretty quickly up there, and you were scoring goals.
I settled in. I came in January. I settled in, and we missed out on the league, and we got put out in the semi final of the cup. So we kind of had no honours that year. But the pre season went well, and then just got a bad hamstring injury, and it just kind of went all downhill from there. You know, I was out for nearly a full 6 months, but. Still enjoyed my time. Davey was top man and top manager. Really good club as well.
A good club, yeah. So I was going to say you're well looked after there. I mean, they're the professional club of the
best and biggest club in this whole country, as an island, I would say, by a long stretch. The way they run, the way the fans are, the way the management, the way you're looked after, it's just top club, you know.
Yeah, and again, a good experience for you. Yeah. It was another chapter in your career, Kevin. After that, back into Air Tricity League football.
That's right. Came back, and it was a pretty young side James had at the time, and we put together a decent squad last year. You know, we just got off to a bad start, so things went from bad to worse. James got the sack, Felix and Peter's coming on now, so we're trying to build again. You know, but things are tight, but we're trying our best. You know.
Yeah, looking ahead. I suppose before we look ahead to the season, I mean, there was another notch for you when the fact that you led the team and you took charge of the team that went to Shelburne, I think it was last year, for one match.
That's right.
In between James Gallagher and Felix Healy, so you can also say that you were manager at Harps.
Quick management, you know.
Yeah.
One game wonder. That was the thing that the chairman asked me to take care of the team, you know, which I was only glad to do, you know.
Yeah, that was because you were probably the most experienced player on the side. A young team, a young squad, and it's the same again this season, Kevin.
Yeah, looks like it. You know,
yeah, pre-season's up and running.
We were down in Rathmullen the day, and the squad's coming together, you know. It's a very young squad, but there's plenty of legs in the team.
Yeah, Felix has lost a couple of players. Mark Brawley has gone, JP Gallagher, Mark Farker, so not too sure what's happening on the Paddy Mealy front, but... feel as there's enough players there?
There's a lot of experience that we've lost in the last 3 or 4 months, but again, I think they're not going to let these players go unless they think there's somebody going to come in that's going to do the same job or a better job, you know. So
yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm hoping that.
Well, the new season is fast approaching. It kicks underway in the middle of March, I think, and Harps confirming this week that there's a few pre-season friendlies lined up, Kevin. And you start off against Limavady United away from home this coming Tuesday night, so I'm sure you'll be glad to get a bit of action and get the training out of the way.
Yeah, the slog running's going on at the minute, so scraping a ball comes out. So
yeah,
especially for there's a half a dozen boys on trial as well, so it'll be good to get a look at these boys as well.
Yeah, you still have the bite for it. You still have the passion for it, Kevin. After all these years, I mean, pre-season training, nobody looks forward to it. But when you get to the stage of your career, I'm sure it's even more difficult for you.
It is tough, but as I was saying before, I do look after myself, and it does make it that wee bit easier when I think you have to stay fit and stay sharp. But again, the day I don't enjoy it, and I would just knock on the manager's door and just tell him I don't want to be here anymore. You know, it's just the same as anything. If it's your job, if you don't like it, you shouldn't be there. You know, so I really like it. That's why I'm still here. You know.
Yeah, and the ambition ahead for you for this season, Kevin. I mean, you'll be wanting to.
It looks like Limerick. They have a Premier Division team put together, so it looks like they're going to be the strongest team. It looks like they could walk away with it. So there's a playoff spot up for grabs. So I would feel if we get off to a good start, we'd be as good as anybody. So that's our aim for the season.
Yeah, we say it every year. If Harps do manage to put a good start together, the crowds will come out and support them, and there'll be a bit of buzz, you know, about the club. So that's vital, really, isn't it?
It is vital. All these years at Fun Park, you know, it does. A good start is always vital to keep the crowds there, you know, but people have to be realistic too. The budget's been cut again this year. Like, we have a third of half the team's budget's in the league, and the club and Joey and the crew are trying their best to keep things on the road and pay off past debts, you know, so we're trying to keep things on the road and get the new stadium up and going as well.
Yeah, it's frustrating though, Kevin, I'm sure, as a player, whenever you're over there and you're putting the effort in and you're concentrating on your football, and all this is going on behind the scenes, the ongoing talk of financial problems and drops in attendances and things like that. It must be frustrating.
It is frustrating. Like, some of the young fellows there that have been there and they're there now, they would have never seen the big crowds, you know, but I've seen all the big crowds, and it's sad to see maybe a third of that crowd only turning up to see us on a Friday night or a Saturday night, you know, so hopefully we can get them back in through the turnstiles.
Yeah, and you've got this testimonial match then to look forward to, Kevin. Any thoughts or any talk of what might be happening on that front?
Nothing at the moment. I'll be running a golf classic in mid-April, 13th or 14th of April, but there's nothing finalised yet, but there will be a game or something organised as well.
Right, you'll be hoping for good quality opposition, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, you might even get Arsenal over. I'm surrounded by Arsenal men here today in studio. But listen, Kevin, appreciate you coming in.
No problem.
It's always nice to speak to you, and best wishes to you ahead of the new season.